With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Mark Brown. At long last, a tentative agreement. The union representing employees at Green Shield announced on Monday morning that it had reached a potential pact with the insurance provider. Unifor Local 240 in Windsor and 673 in Toronto walked off the job March 1st over wages, benefits, and job security. A ratification vote is set for Wednesday. Windsor-Essex not only got the first tornado of the 2024 season, but also one of the earliest ever recorded. The Northern Tornadoes Project says a twister that touched down in Malden Center on March 16th was an EF1. That ties the record set in Clifford on that date in 2016. The Western University-based project says the Malden Center tornado ripped the roof off a mobile home and leveled trees. Investigators are trying to find the cause of an early morning house fire in Windsor. Windsor Fire and Rescue was called around 2 a.m. to Benjamin Avenue between Ellis and Shepherd Street East. No one was hurt, but two people have been displaced. Damage has been estimated at $200,000. Windsor police, meanwhile, were busy this weekend with three drivers suspected of being impaired. The arrest took place between 8 Sunday night and 4 Monday morning. The first involved a vehicle driven into a ditch on County Road 17. Police say there was an odor of alcohol in the vehicle and the 40-year-old driver was arrested. The second was around 10 p.m. on Walker Road near Melinda. A 53-year-old woman was pulled over due to damage to her vehicle. The third was around 4 Monday morning following a single vehicle crash on Cameron Avenue involving a 34-year-old man. Public transit in LaSalle and Amherstburg are getting a boost from Queen's Park. A total of just under $399,000 has been provided, which can be used to buy new buses, expand service hours and routes, and improve accessibility. The service is provided by Transit Windsor. The funding comes from Ontario's gas tax revenue. Jury selection is underway in New York for the hush money trial of former U.S. President Donald Trump. Fox News reports that Trump faces 34 criminal charges of falsifying financial documents to cover up alleged payments made to an adult film star. The likely GOP nominee for a second term has denied any wrongdoing. Trump had requested to have the judge in the case recuse himself, but he was denied. In sports, the Red Wings entertained the Habs Monday night in their home regular season finale. The Wings are fighting for a playoff spot. The Tigers host world champion Texas on Jackie Robinson Day, while the Blue Jays challenge the Yankees. Major League pitcher Ken Holtzman has died. The lefty pitched for five teams and won three World Series with the Oakland A's in the 70s. He was a two-time All-Star, and he had pitched two no-hitters. Monday night's weather, mostly clear and 6. Sunshine Tuesday, the clouds move in with a high of 18. Mostly cloudy Tuesday night. Windy with showers late, a low of 11. I'm Mark Brown. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.